was, and now I think it's nearly more than, it's nearly about a year, so we expect some progress.
It's almost done. We are almost at the end of it. We have already checked it many times, brought got suggestions from all parties, everyone, individual, and worked on it, included all that. And we are about to launch it, hopefully, next month.
Wow. So, made you happy, yes?
My question is that we always talk about unity, and those that understand the struggle, they are already unity, we know that. But I talk with a lot of my brothers and sisters. The question is that who gonna be unite with who? And this is the, I think, the a lot of young people wondering and want to know. Because if you make it clear who will be unite with who, that's going to be a clarity in all young mind. That's I want to ask my Roger Khalbia. Thank you very much. So if it's possible, this is not my question. This is a lot of young Baluch question. Thank you very much.
That's a trick question, actually. Who's going to be united with who? I suppose all the pro-Pakistani groups are going to be united against the Baloch liberation movement, or who are pro-Baloch liberation. We can see that kind of unity amongst pro-Pakistanis against the liberation movement. People are going back for a reason. Maybe they were sent outside for a reason as well, we should understand. They were here for many leadership. I don't want to criticize anyone, but that there's a responsibility on our shoulders to tell the truth to our people. So that's what I'm saying. People were abroad, as I am in the United Kingdom, and they never talked of unity, although we did say, let's unite, let's go for independent Balochistan. I think those people are going to unite, or we have to be together with those people who are genuinely asking for independent Balochistan, rather than making it a bargaining chip. Now, they've done that. I've seen many parties, they've come to, their leadership have come to foreign countries, and then got a good deal with Pakistani intelligence people, or even Iranian government. And then what they did, they went back. As Brother Shabir was saying, like, people fought in 70s or struggled in 70s and 60s, then they took their supporters and people back to some stage and said, now we are joining the mainstream politics. Actually, they were just working for their own benefits rather than working for the benefits of the whole Baloch nation. They made Baloch nations to made them suffer. But who got the privileges? Only few individual leadership. And this time, we should be accountable. People should ask us question, what have you done? And for whom are you doing it? So unity must be among those people who think the same and they work, they've got the same principles and priorities.
Okay, Roger.
Yes. My question to you, I think my question is very straightforward. If it's to you, then I'm asking you. I'm talking about pure independent leader. Just like you, and I think I've seen two leaders, one you are and one is in Genoa, Nawab Ramzan Bugti. So, but last few months or maybe years, I seen there are a competition between you and him. As a newspaper, as a Facebook, are going each other. So I think, you think this is a good for Baloch cause or damaging our cause? So I think if it's some, your advisor or his advisor, I don't know what's going on. So why not you back your personal ego or difference behind first to struggle. When achieve your goal, then you do politics yourself or that guy. Then, okay, because time is running out and Baloch nation is suffering. That is my question.
As I've said, as most of our friends who spoke here said, we should have clarity in our vision.
I think you are and this guy is both in the same way.
I'm not against Brandberg at all, but as you have said, Facebook, I've got no account in Facebook.
Yeah, so I can't really they are.
But I've got no account. If a friend, I'm willing to meet Brandberg today, tomorrow, or day after, because I've got no ego. I came out with a vision of independent Balochistan, and I'll go to independent Balochistan, inshallah. And my vision is clear. I'm saying there should be no negotiation with the enemy, as Pakistan has occupied our land. We should speak to the international community. They should provide, or they should negotiate our independence, Baloch independence, through peaceful means. If they cannot, then they should support us, equip us, like the Syrians, like the Libyans, and then we'll do the job. Because it's an occupation, they have to recognize this is an occupation. The same way Saddam went into Kuwait, the Pakistanis have entered Balochistan in 1948, 27th of March. So we should ask their help and they should recognize this problem. There is a problem, and if they cannot cannot find a solution, then they should help us the same way as they have helped these Arab countries.
सवाल अवश्य के आज़े बलोच मालू के लूट अवश्य के वाज़े एयरबेरा के सबसे पार्टी ने से तो आया थे मालू के लूट अवश्य के अध्यंत्र कुछ के पार्टी बीबी के आई थे आज़ादी व्यवस्था के कुमक पिका या कुमकार पिका इसमें कुछ प्रोग्राम आते हो के अध्यंत्र के आज कुछ
جی سوال ہمیشہ کہ ماں پارٹی نیست ہے لیکن گھر تو مایوب شاہ کے ہر وقت مسجد دا پانچ دس سال ایٹی فور حقیقت سال مایوب شاہ 1984 وسی پریکٹیکل سیاسی جود شروع سو میور ما وقت شانزدہ سال کہ ماں فرسٹ ٹائم ہل مند اشتو وسی بلوچانی ڈک تکلیف تھی تو آ وقت از میں جو شروع بھی سر مردم منظان اسی کہ میں چیک سے نو سے منی ویژن استا اللہ شکر ہے پارٹی نے استا اور ہاں ویژن اگو ما چار مردم اگر کنوینس کو یک خبر ہے انی یک کرائیٹیریا یک نیسیسٹی ضرورت ہے استا کہ پارٹی جو کرے ائی ہم جو کروں اگر کہ مالوچ ہمیں لوٹ ما پارٹی ہم جو کروں اولا دو سید ارجن ہے پارٹی ہے یا کہ دیر ہم
any more question yes sir
well my question is for Wajah Herbia being a young person myself studying business and finance I always look towards that, and yourself, your economics professor, you always look towards how money can be made, especially in a country. Is there a clear economic agenda for that the Balochistan Liberation Movement has put forward for a independent Balochistan, aside from the political agenda?
That's more towards you. No.
Yes, I think if you... Baloch Liberation Charter it hasn't been published, but one article in Balochistan Liberation Charter is about the economic system in Balochistan. And what has been agreed so far, they believe in mixed economy. It's kind of like semi-social democratic economy that, okay, you've got all the sections of the economy. You've got private sector, public sector, and voluntary sector. So. I think is what is already accepted, you know, internationally or anywhere as effective economic system. This is what the Balochistan Liberation Charter accepted.